Hello and welcome to the episode 59 of What a Fab Day. I am your host, Simon Mas. Today's highlights include some live shows, a radio session, and a long rehearsal. On the 28th of February 1961, the Beatles, featuring Pete Best on drums, graced three stages in a day. The first was the Cavern Clubs for a lunchtime concert, their third ever at the venue. Then, at night, they were first engaged at the Casanova Club and then at the Litherland Town Hall. All venues were in Liverpool and each engagement had been negotiated with a different promoter. Ray McFall for the Cavern, Sam Leach for the Casanova, and Brian Kelly of BK Promotions for the Litherland. Moving on to 1962, we find the Beatles, still with Pete Best on drums, performing again at the Cavern Club, this time for an evening concert. This was their 144th appearance at the venue, meaning that in 1 year they had performed some 141 times there, between lunchtime and evening engagements. That's about a concert every 2 days and a half. In 1963, traveling on the bus between York and Shrewsbury for the Helen Shapiro National Package Tour, John Lennon and Paul McCartney wrote From Me to You, a song inspired by From You to Us, the letter section of the New Musical Express, one of the main British music papers still around today. The evening concerts for the tour took place at the Granada Cinema in Shrewsbury. Helen Shapiro was back on the stage after her cold had made her miss the last two dates. By the way, if you're enjoying this series, please visit www.simonmas.com/support to find out how you can help me to work even more on these free episodes. No donation is too small, but if you don't want to part with your money, you can still be fab and share the podcast with your friends. It will help me grow the audience. On the 28th of February 1964, the Beatles were at Studio 1 of the BBC Piccadilly Studios in London to record their part for a second bank holiday special after the From Us to You aired on the 26th of December 1963. The recording of this new program, to be broadcast between 10 a.m. and 12 noon on the next 30th of March, Easter Monday, took place between 6:30 and 9 p.m, including the rehearsals. The Beatles were interviewed by program's host Alan Freeman and recorded a version of You Can't Do That, Roll Over Beethoven, Till There Was You, I Want to Be Your Man, Please Mr. Postman, All My Loving, This Boy, and Can't Buy Me Love. In addition, the band re-recorded their 55-second long From Us to You jingle, serving again as the signature tune for the show. The response to the program was mixed and showed a clear divide in the audience. The younger part of the public was enthusiastic, while older members of the audience found the Beatles amateurish, overrated, and quite boring. The program was rounded up with the inclusion of Acre Bilk, The Swinging Blue Jeans, and Vince Hill, although their slots were recorded in a different occasion. On this date in 1965, the Beatles kept up with the filming schedule for their follow-up to A Hard Day's Night with a shooting on Cabbage Beach on Paradise Island, Bahamas. 1967. The Beatles spent all of this 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. EMI studio session rehearsing Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. The rehearsals took so long that no proper recording was made at all. The habit of rehearsing a piece or its parts during a recording session is almost unheard of today, with studio prices being high and more cost-effective practices having been established. But the Beatles were the Beatles. Pretty much nobody wanted to record as late at night as they did, and with Abbey Road being owned by EMI, these sessions were neither a big cost for the label, nor were they deducted, or to use the proper music business term, recouped, from the band's royalties, and so this seemed a good compromise to have the tapes running as soon as the Fabs were ready to make any sound. a reporter from Life magazine, had been invited to the session, and you can read his piece in the BeatlesBible.com link that I have included in the episode description. I'll give you a quick quote here. "At this embryonic stage, the song sounds like the early Beatle works, which dealt in jackhammer 4/4 arrangements and lyrics which were seldom more eloquent than yeah, yeah, yeah. But before they were done with it on this long evening and on many more, it will undergo extraordinary changes. Picture yourself in a boat on the river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies," sings John over and over again, while George Harrison begins finding a guitar accompaniment and Ringo, sipping an orange drink, slaps out a rhythm. "I begin to understand the remarkable process of the Beatles' music. It begins absolutely from scratch. The Beatles, who can neither read nor write music, are composing even as they record." Moving on to 1970, Apple's Malcolm Davis created 8 new stereo mixes of For Your Blue at the EMI Studios, the second of which was deemed best. Anyhow, neither this second mix nor any other completed this day was included in either a Get Back tentative master tape or in the Let It Be album, and so they all remain unreleased to this day. This concludes this episode of What a Fab Day. Don't forget to check the Life magazine piece linked in the episode description. It's short and pretty, and it gives a good idea of how a non-music person might see a rehearsal session. For the moment, I wish you a good day and a fab continuation.
Simon Mas, music you love.